Here you are. Forward. Okay.
March.
Forward.
Yeah.
That's going to be the one-word campaign slogan for 2012 for President
Barack
Obama.
Hussein.
Excuse me. Barack. You say that again.
Barack
Obama.
Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Forward. Unveiled in a dynamic 7-minute video that the president's reelection team is using to kick off the general election. He's now officially running for reelection. All that other stuff that he was doing was not anything to do with reelection.
No. That was governing.
Because we were paying for that, right?
Yeah. So now it's official that he's running. I mean, has he announced for a second term?
I never saw the speech.
I didn't either.
I didn't see any columns.
Not sure.
Or anything. I didn't.
So now what's going to happen, of course.
There was no football stadium reserved.
No.
Mm-hmm. Give it time.
So now we remove the word change. You know, that's what he used in 08 to forward. Now, they had kind of done some trial balloons on things like win the future, and that didn't work. So.
Yeah. He's got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
That change thing hadn't been working, you know.
Well, no, so, it really hasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Well, like Jimmy Kimmel said the other night, you know, that was hilarious, President, you know. About,
yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, if you start talking about hope and change now, I mean, he doesn't want things to change. He wants to stay president.
That's
sure.
right.
That's why it's forward. Because everybody was going, you keep the president, I'll take the change. So this being a campaign spot, it also includes a fair share of criticism of the Republicans, blasting them for opposition of the president's agenda. Instead of working together to lift America up, Republicans are waging a campaign to tear the president down.
Oh.
Yeah, they're tearing the president down. So now, if
I thought Michelle looked forward to the day where she could just walk out of the White House
and keep walking
and leave it all behind or something.
And if by lifting America up, that means taking the downtrodden and letting them stay on their butt and not do anything and lift them up to my level, no, I really don't want to do that, quite honestly. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I know that probably makes me a really mean, cruel person.
It does.
Yeah.
I don't know how you sleep at night.
Yeah, for not wanting to support any bad decisions they might have made in the past or continue to make today.
Scott, they wouldn't make bad decisions if they weren't already disadvantaged in the first place.
I'm sorry, you're right. So we have to
level the playing field. Or I believe, as a former senator from the great state of Texas once said, you know, we need to put the cookies on a lower shelf so everybody can get
out. Oh, I like that. Yeah, I think that's a good way to look
Ralph
at
Yarborough
it.
Ralph Yarborough that made that famous
Remember
thing.
Ralph?
Yeah. Smiling Ralph, they called him, yes. Yeah.
That was a Yarborough Democrat.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had John Connally Democrats. We had Yarborough candidate Democrats. He was definitely a Ralph Yarborough Democrat. He made that whole bag of cookies. It looked like he had been to some cookies, however.
Ralph went. He wasn't that pudgy. I mean,
well, he was kind of. Yeah,
kind of a short feller though.
He was not a tall, not as short as John Tower. Now John Tower. No. I looked down on John Tower. He was a little guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. His name was a misnomer.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
He wasn't a tower.
So what's kind of interesting is the New York Times' Brian Stetler noted a similarity between Barack Obama's new slogan and, in fact, the Lean Forward ad campaign of MSNBC. Yeah. Oh wait, there's more. Actually,
it should be lean left for
it should.
NBC.
Left and forward. It's rather interesting if you go into Wikipedia, they note that the word forward or title actually has a long history in left wing publications. The name forward carries a special meaning. Oh my gosh. Oh, Borch is going to be all over this today. The name forward carries a special meaning in socialist political terminology.
Oh, really?
It has been frequently used as a name for a socialist, communist, and other left-wing newspapers. For example, the Russian word for forward was the name of the publication that was published by Lenin.
Oh, John?
No.
Really?
It'd be Vladimir.
Oh, Vladimir.
Vladimir.
That Lenin.
Not Vladimir.
Peggy?
Yeah. Vladimir.
Yeah, Peggy Lenin.
And the Lenin sisters.
She was your favorite Lenin, I know.
Yeah, she was.
And
she was a cutie. Yeah.
And I think he already said no, but yesterday Chris Christie said that Mitt Romney might be able to convince him to be his running mate.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was already an undone deal.
Yeah, he's a convincing guy, the New Jersey governor said, but I really love this job. I really have no interest in being vice president, but if Governor Romney calls and
twist
asks
my arm.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Just sit down. And, you know, if he'd bring a little, you know, if he'd bring some strawberry shortcake, that probably could close the
See,
deal right now.
Just stop.
Well, no, I mean, seriously, that's a point. I mean, this man is morbidly obese, right?
I don't know if, yeah, well, he's,
I mean,
he's,
we've all had our weight problems, yeah, but this man is morbidly obese.
He's,
I mean,
he's chubby.
That's good. No, he's not chubby. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
No,
now.
He wishes he was chubby. No,
now, and I say you're discriminating.
Does that make
no.
him? Does
yes.
that make him a bad?
Because you infer that he is somehow. I mean,
I'm inferring that his health could be inferior, and that is
and
something
you
should consider.
And you don't know that, though. You don't know what kind of health he's
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you don't know what his family
just
history
because,
is.
Just because of his weight, you don't know that he is necessarily in poor health.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but he may be pretty healthy for a guy his age or shape or whatever. So I understand.
Which is pear.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I understand that. But
if you'll also remember, if you'll also.
I'm not denying what you're
no,
saying for
well,
the
no,
record.
No, so. No,
but
no,
if you'll I also just, remember, you know, running guru Jim Fix died on the jogging track in Dallas. Okay.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Because you may appear to be within the realm of what life insurance companies think you should be. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have a longevity over others.
Actuaries aren't known for being 100%
no,
right.
No, that sometimes they miss it too. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
At what point
do we decide that in some way encumbers him from being a leader?
I can't vote for him. He's a fatty fat fat.
Well, I just don't know if we need a guy, you know, whose hand could potentially be on the button. That needs to catch his breath first, you know?
No. Here's what I'm concerned about.
Or is chubby fingers.
Yeah, then you start about...
Yeah, he might hit two buttons at one time.
Because fat finger texting is probably a problem for him.
That's a good point. I mean, what if he means to hit launch, but he hits launch and then self-destruct right after that?
Cleaners has the technology...